The plight of people in the Holy Land is also at the heart of an Advent initiative by the Global Network of Catholic Peace Groups, Pax Christi International. Together with other peace groups working in the Holy Land, Pax Christi is asking individuals and organisations to send Christmas wishes and prayers to the people of Bethlehem, calling for justice, peace and security for all in the region. Emailing such greetings and prayers, the organisation says, is an important gesture of comfort and hope for those suffering the effects of violence and extreme economic hardship. Claudette Wehrli from Haiti is president of Pax Christi International. She told Lydia O'Kane about the importance of this initiative and about other projects her organisation has been working on throughout the past year.
Actually, we are calling on not only our people, let's say our members, but also to all people of good faith to send messages. For us, it is a very special place because of the birth of Christ, but also because there is so much suffering in that region. So for us, it is a symbol also of all the other places where people are suffering because of violence. And our message is a message of hope, of understanding, of compassion and solidarity, and we really hope, you know, that the Prince of Peace will help us build a peace, not only in the Middle East, but all over the world where there are problems, violence.
Looking at Pax Christi, how much has Pax Christi been able to help around the world in these fields, and how happy are you with the work that has been done by the organisation?
Pax Christi is working all over the world through our member organisation, and they are involved in different kinds of work. You know, I am myself from Haiti, a country in trouble. But there, for example, people are doing a lot on human rights, you know, looking at the violation of human rights, educating people for peace to try to solve their problems, you know, in a peaceful way through dialogue. In other places like in Asia, the focus is mostly on education for peace. So it's different. In some places, then we make the accents on empowerment of women, and we talk about all the violence done to women. Not only when rape, for example, is used as a weapon of war, but even within the families, whenever there are beatings, not only toward women, of course, but also children. So there are a lot of cases where our work reach people, let's say, or we work hand in hand with organizations working for human rights. But we do also a lot of advocacy, because Pax Christi is a member organization that has consultative status at the UN. So there we work both, let's say, at the United Nations in New York, but also in Vienna and also in Geneva. So we work to try to see if there could be not only regulation, but if there could be less use of arms, small arms, but also nuclear threat and so on. You know, so that means that in that field also we are very present. And since we are talking about Christmas, this is a time to recall and to to the parents, you know, not to give games of violence to children, because now children are learning very, very soon, sometimes even before 1 or 2 years, you know, they see it on TV, they are given gifts, you know, toys. So they learn violence that way. And I think that those are little things that all of us can do something about it to stop violence. Or diminish at least violence in our world.
Do you find that you receive quite a lot of support? You were talking about messages of peace messages. Do you find around Christmas that people are very willing to give support to the organisation?
I think that yes, we have received a lot of support, and we will probably still receive a lot. But of course, we do that call and other organisations do it. But I think that the most powerful messages are coming actually for people to buy, actually. So that means that there we cannot compete. We are not strong enough. I don't think so, you know. But at the same time, I think that this is a season of the year where people are inclined to at least try to do something good, you know. So that means that then we try to not only to reinforce it, to try to see among us and around us the suffering people, you know, people in the streets. Some of them are begging, but in Europe and a lot of northern countries, this is a time where it is very cold. So that means that seeing people outside, having to sleep outside in the street, then that call on us, you know. So there also we try to reach out with organizations that are usually providing relief and assistance to the poor.
As we come out of 2007 and go forward into 2008, another year ahead for Pax Christi, is there anything in particular? I know you'll be, I'm certainly be continuing the work that you're presently doing, but is there anything in particular that you, for Pax Christi, you'll be focusing on next year, or will it be just a case of continuing the projects that you have?
We are continuing the project, but I hope that we will strengthen them, you know, because, for example, our name is very appealing, Pax Christi, the Peace of Christ, you know. So several organizations have joined us, and we have in our network some organizations that are very strong, that have a long history, that have been here, let's say, for 60 years or more. But we have also some little groups that have joined us in countries mostly from the south. So we have young people are determined to do things because they have known violence themselves and or they have suffered from violence and they want to do things. But there is a learning process that has to be done. So here the focus will be to strengthen our movement and try to see how, let's say, the older, even if I put it into quote, the older generation of people can reach out and help more, you know, the youngest one, you know. So it is much about networking, but mostly about strengthening not only the movement, you know, but each individual organization.
Claudette Wehrli there, president of Pax Christi International. And for details of all their activities, including the Bethlehem emailing initiative, you can see their website, www.paxchristi.net.